Welcome to Hands That Heal, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Larry Warren is interviewed by respected author and physician Dr. De Silva about an alternative treatment for opening blocked fallopian tubes and small bowels. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.
Joining me right now is Mr. Larry Warren. Mr. Warren is the research director of Clear Passage Therapies based in Gainesville, Florida. Mr. Warren, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Dr. De Silva.
Talk to me a little bit about Clear Passage Therapies. What is that? Who is it? What do you guys do? Do you open up drains? I mean, what is it that you do?
We open fallopian tubes and intestines of late for small bowel obstructions. We actually treat adhesions. Sort of stumbled onto this after treating my wife when she developed adhesions following a pelvic surgery.
So, I'm not understanding here. You open up, you open up small bowels, you open up fallopian tubes. What is it that you do?
Which is, it's a manual physical therapy. It really feels like a deep tissue massage.
Yeah.
When my wife, 25 years ago, had pelvic surgery and developed severe debilitating pain, was told by physicians that they could not help her surgically because surgery creates more adhesions. There were no drugs that could really help her. We embarked on a 20-year journey to try to find what would help her, give her back her life. We just developed that over the course of a couple of years. And what we did was we addressed the adhesions, sort of pull them. We've developed a technique to pull them apart. Adhesions are really like a nylon rope made of 1,000 strands. These uh-huh. tiny cross links can be pulled apart, apparently.
So, wait a minute. This is not a surgical technique.
That's correct.
This is a technique that you employ or do on somebody's abdomen?
We'll treat anywhere in the body, wherever the adhesions are, wherever the patient has complaints.
But how do you do this? How does that work? Tell me.
It feels like pulling out the run in a sweater in very slow motion. As you know, as a physician, adhesions are made of these small strands of collagen, little cross links, that attach to each other whenever we heal.
Right.
Once we've healed, those adhesions remain there in the body as sort of a permanent reminder or scrapbook of the time we were injured or had surgery.
It's basically a scar.
It's a scar.
It's a type of scarring. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. So what we do is peel it apart between our two hands. It is a very slow, meticulous technique, but it's very effective. There's no smoke and mirrors about it. It just works. We've published seven studies now.
How do you localize where the adhesions are, number one? Do you do an ultrasound?
No. Well, so a lot of the patients will come in with CTs or ultrasounds, but of course many of these adhesions don't show up on diagnostic tests. So we look at their history. We listen to their pain complaints. We palpate their body. We know where tissues are supposed to be mobile. We can tell when they're not mobile. And judging from their history, we can tell that area is adhered.
Okay. How do you do that in the fallopian tubes? First of all, what are the fallopian tubes and what do they do?
Okay. Fallopian tubes are avenues. They are tubes that travel between a woman's uterus and her ovaries. If the woman's reproductive tract were like a deer's head with antlers, the fallopian tubes would be the antlers. The deer's head would be the uterus, except for it's a balloon, it's a hollow vessel. And the ovaries are the very tips of the antlers. So the egg has to travel from the ovary through the tube to the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman's tubes are blocked, she can tell, and she'll know, because there's a simple dye test that physicians do to tell whether tubes are blocked or not.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when we treat, we can tell whether they've opened or not. Either she becomes pregnant, or the dye test shows a tube has opened or hasn't.
Okay. Talk to me about the research that you've done in your publications to document that this stuff really does work.
Okay. The first time this happened, we were kind of shocked about it, and a physician asked if we had something to do with that. This woman we were treating for pain developed, became pregnant after having blocked fallopian tubes for 7 years.
Right.
The chief of staff of the hospital here in Gainesville, Florida, became fascinated. He's a research gynecologist, and he said, we really have to do some research on this. So we did. We took 23 women who had totally blocked fallopian tubes. Some had only one tube. The other had been removed, and that one tube was blocked. The others had two blocked tubes. We treated them manually. We did the dye test beforehand that reconfirmed that their tubes were blocked. We treated them manually. After we treated them, 61% had one or both tubes open, and most of those became pregnant naturally.
Over what period of time?
We treat them during a 20-hour session, most of them for a week. It starts on Monday morning. We're done Friday afternoon.
So when you say 20 hours, you're talking about 4 hours, 5 days a week?
That's correct. 2 hours
really?
In the morning, two in the afternoon. Yes, sir.
So you're playing with somebody's belly for 4 hours?
We are. We'll probably spend two-thirds or three-quarters of that time in the abdomen and pelvis, and the rest of the time would be in other parts of the body.
Is there any application here for men?
There is for post-surgical adhesions and bowel obstructions. After we'd been doing this and after we published the fallopian tube study, people started calling us saying, you know, I've had several partial bowel obstructions, a couple of complete obstructions. Can you help open those so that I don't have to go back in for bowel surgery? As you may well know, 61% of all bowel obstructions are caused by surgery. So we said, well, we don't know, but we'll give it a try. They came in. Haven't eaten. The first one that came in had lost 18 pounds in the prior 6 weeks, was only able to ingest liquids. We treated her. At the end of the week, we went out for a salmon dinner with her, baked potatoes, green beans. She gained back her weight. She canceled a scheduled surgery. It would have been her 7th bowel obstruction surgery.
Wow.
And from that point, we started accepting partial.
You know what?
Bowel
Let me tell you, this is so. I have done a lot of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 20 years,
yes.
This is definitely one of the ones that is a little over the top for me.
Okay.
I mean, I know, and believe that's a compliment. Believe me, that's not a criticism. That's a compliment. You know, if something like this works, I mean, it is just, and I'm saying if, because obviously I've not had this done on one of my patients, that doesn't mean
right.
that it doesn't work. You know, can people just come and see you? Do they get in touch with you? I see your website here is miraclemoms.net.
Well, that's the website for a book that we just published,
we had published
on this work. We're Clear Passage Therapies, so clearpassage.com, that's clearpassage.com, would be the place to go to kind of read about it, see, does this make sense for me? We have anyone who's interested, complete a 6-page questionnaire giving us their medical history, traumas, falls, surgeries, anything that would cause a healing process in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will review with them over the telephone. There's no charge for it. We'll review what we think. You know, do we think we can help?
Right.
We don't push people. So if nothing else, it's a free diagnostic test for adhesions.
Uh-huh.
If we accept them, then they can come to any of our centers if they'd like.
Thank you for listening to Hands That Heal. We hope you enjoy this educational segment. To learn more about Clear Passage Physical Therapy, please visit www.clearpassage.com.